Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description. Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
Welcome to Going In Raw Countout, the only pro wrestling countdown show on our channel, youtube.com/Steven Larson. Be sure to hit the subscribe button, because YouTube likes to unsubscribe people.
Yes.
We're also available wherever fine podcasts are, including the iOS podcast app, which you can find on your iPhone, iPad, or whatever. And be sure to hit subscribe, download, whatever you're using, whatever podcast app you're using.
Yeah, we're on Patreon too, patreon.com/Steven Larson. Many tiers.
Mm-hmm.
You get rewards for those tiers.
Yep.
We're also at Pro Wrestling Tees, prowrestlingtees.com/goinginraw. 5 designs, including this Going In Raw logo design.
At this point, we might have 6. We're recording this on a Thursday.
Yes, this will go up on a Saturday.
It's my goal to have another shirt ready to go by the end of this week, which
All right,
is tomorrow.
Five or six designs. So, Superstar Shakeup just happened.
It's done.
In the WWE.
Superstars have been shaken up.
Stars went from Raw to SmackDown, vice versa.
Yes.
So with any situation like this, it's, I think, human nature, at least on the internet, to declare some winners, some losers.
Yep, absolutely. And so we're going to do that this weekend. This episode, we're talking about winners. Tomorrow's episode, we're talking losers.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. So let's kick it off with number 10.
10.
The Drifter, Elias Sampson.
Now, I thought about putting him on here, more or less, because he went to Raw. Who is one of the commentators on Raw?
Corey Graves.
He, Corey Graves, and the Drifter have a history in NXT. And I think Corey Graves, his commentary for Drifter matches helped to elevate
absolutely.
The Drifter. And I'm happy the Drifter ended up on Raw. So hopefully Corey Graves can do the same on Raw and help elevate, get over the Drifter.
I am mildly disappointed that the Drifter didn't drift onto SmackDown as
well. Yes.
That would have been great. However, Corey Graves' reaction when Michael Cole maybe say, "Who is that?" And Corey Graves wonderfully said, "Oh, no, it's the Drifter." And he immediately launched into his old shtick of running down the Drifter. And I thought it was absolutely brilliant that during, I believe it was one of the women's matches.
Yeah.
You see him drifting through the crowd. That is pitch perfect for his character.
Yes.
That was fantastic. And it was one of the more buzzier moments from, admittedly, a pretty packed episode, a pretty big episode of Raw. I know both Raw and SmackDown saw ratings increase this week.
Yes.
And so the Drifter being one of the funnier, buzzier moments about the two episodes, I thought was a definitely a solid way for him to kick off his main roster,
a win,
career.
And if Corey Graves could continue his verbal attacks on the Drifter,
everybody wins
as he did in NXT. It's going to be a huge win for the Drifter.
Huge win for me, at least.
Yeah, no,
I love that stuff.
There's a huge Drifter mark right here.
I'm a huge Elias Sampson mark.
Really is.
Let's see here. Number 9.
9.
Alexa Bliss. She got a star's welcome to Raw.
She got a huge pop.
Of course, we remember the segment. Sasha Banks comes down, tells Bayley to get out to the ring, basically, and essentially is lining up for what appeared to be maybe like a heel turn.
Or at least a tease. And then Alexa Bliss's music hit.
Mm-hmm.
She comes out, as you said, to a warm welcome from the crowd.
Hey, she dominated that crowd, too. She is so comfortable on that mic. It is fantastic.
Yep.
And if the McMahons view Raw as their big show, as their main show, as their A show, which that would be kind of surprising given how well SmackDown did in the Superstar Shakeup.
Yeah.
But if they view that as a place where she can add value to it through her fantastic work she's done on SmackDown Live since her call up, then this obviously, by debuting her alongside a Bayley Sasha segment, that speaks volumes.
It elevates her, yeah.
It totally does.
And also,
does.
She's more or less gone through pretty much all the feuds that she could in SmackDown.
She did everything she could
there.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's a two-time SmackDown Women's Champion.
Yeah.
You know, and she's defeated pretty much all the faces.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, granted, she just lost twice to Naomi.
Mm-hmm.
But she's had feuds with pretty much everybody that she probably can on SmackDown now.
And three of the top women's characters in the entire company, Nia Jax, Bayley, and Sasha Banks, All good, fresh feuds for her. It'll be interesting to see how strong they book her against them.
I know.
It's going to be a lot of fun, I think, and a hell of a good move for Alexa Bliss.
Yes.
Number eight.
Eight.
Bray Wyatt, man.
I wanted to put him on here primarily for one reason, because after he loses the House of Horror match at Payback, he will finally be done with what turned into a pretty crappy feud with Randy Orton.
Did you read in the Wrestling Observer about the House of Horrors match?
They don't know what it's going to be yet. They did a survey asking fans what they want it to be.
They don't even know what the House of Horrors match is. I'm telling you. Get a bunch of TV screens.
I know, this is a good idea.
And just play that crap WrestleMania match. That's in, like, just line the walls of whatever House of Horror. Yeah. That's what you should do.
Yes.
That's terrible. It's going to be a stinker.
It's probably going to be like the Asylum match.
Bray's going to lose it. All you people out there tweeting at us, writing in our comments, what if they do this? What if they swerve us by having Bray win and bring the title? It's not going to happen.
Well,
not gonna
happen. Let me pose this scenario. I don't think they're going to do it. I don't want them to do it.
They're not going to do it.
Bray wins. Well, here's two things. So I'm going to get to this point first. So when Kevin Owens got brought to SmackDown, Daniel Bryan made a point of saying, more or less, that they traded for the U.S. title.
Sure.
So the WWE title belongs to SmackDown.
Yeah.
So if Bray were to win it, wouldn't he have to stay on SmackDown then?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? And then Randy would go to Raw.
Yeah, you know, but it's weird, man. Like, there are different rules for different superstars.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
Some of them are getting sent over by GMs, and some of them appears to be at their leisure. They just go to a different place.
Yeah. Anyways, that's one thing. Second.
Which is, okay, but what you just said is exactly why it's not going to happen.
Oh, I know. Second, what if Bray wins, stays on Raw, SmackDown creates their own new title for their top title, and then Brock can be my idea for the Universal Champion, the top champion regardless of brand.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen.
I would love that, but I thought be interesting. That idea, that's one of your, we should do this. Top 10, one day we'll do top 10 Steve ideas, top 10 Larson ideas the next day.
I don't know if you can find 10 ideas of mine that are actually good.
No, you've had plenty of good ideas, man. But that's like one of your top ones. That's a really good idea. Universal Champion should be champion of the universe and above brand.
Yeah, it's defended once a year, WrestleMania. Yeah, no, twice a year, SummerSlam and WrestleMania.
Yeah, but Bray Wyatt, they're launching him into a freshly concussed feud with Finn Balor.
Oh, okay.
Let me finish my statement.
I thought you were going to say freshly concocted.
No, freshly concussed Finn Balor feud.
Okay.
And I'm actually really looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Like you said, primarily he's here as a winner to get out of that crap feud with Randy Orton. What a shame. It felt like just yesterday, man, we were saying this could be really interesting. This could be really cool.
And then it wasn't.
Wow.
It was the opposite of interesting. It was really bad. Really bad. Really, really bad.
Awkward cut to top of match. Showing the projection on the screen.
I know.
So dumb. Although it did. Hey, you know what? You know what? I have a counter to our argument the other day about whether that match was quality or not. We both knew it was a crap match. Yeah. I said I give it points for doing something different. You said no points.
Yeah.
How about this?
What?
Do you give it points for generating some pretty funny memes?
No, because
that
match still exists in a bubble. Regardless what happened.
No, memes.
Yes, no, that match exists in a bubble. In a bubble, that match was absolute garbage.
The H-face meme didn't do nothing for you?
No, it doesn't elevate the quality of the match.
Yeah, it does.
No.
It elevates the entire experience.
No, it doesn't.
Bray Wyatt.
It's a separate experience.
Winner.
That further mocks the quality of that match.
Can we tell them that Bray Wyatt's also going to be on tomorrow's list?
If you want to. You just did, I think.
I just did. Number seven.
Seven.
Rusev Putria. Rusev Machka.
Yeah, he wasn't doing anything on Raw.
Nothing.
I mean, he's been hurt. I think he had a shoulder or elbow injury.
Winner by change of scenery, Rusev. Also, there's not a lot of. It's funny. there aren't a lot of heels to go around these days.
No,
on Raw or SmackDown.
No,
and so Rusev, we know he's quality heel, and putting him there on SmackDown. He's there with Baron Corbin as pretty much only other heel, right? Kevin Owens, Baron Corbin, Rusev.
Yeah, top three heels.
Top three heels right there. Rusev, man, Rusev's one of the guys.
He's had two awesome U.S. title reigns.
Mm-hmm.
And especially the second one when the Raw didn't have a top belt.
Yeah.
He really elevated that belt to being the top belt
on
Raw.
He was the Raw top champion. So hopefully one day he can be SmackDown top champion.
Also, Lana's coming over. It seems like she's going to be participating in the women's division.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that means that she won't accompany him to the ring anymore or what. But, I mean, Rusev's hilarious on the mic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's great. He's fantastic. Great. Yeah.
So I'm really excited to see what Rusev does when he comes back. I would suspect feuds with, Sami Zayn.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is in the very limited-sized SmackDown mid-card?
AJ Styles.
Yeah. That
Randy
could be good.
Orton.
That could be good, too. No, Shinsuke Nakamura.
Oh, I'd love to see Rusev versus Shinsuke. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Why is he not on any of these here?
Who?
Shinsuke. He's sort of in a bubble because he just got called up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he'd be a winner regardless of what show he was on.
He's always a winner. Number six.
Six.
Kevin Owens, the current United States champion.
Spoiler alert, he's going to be on tomorrow's list, too.
Yes, he is. I think he'd, let's see here, where do you have him? Okay, he's slightly lower on tomorrow's list,
yeah,
which makes him more of a winner than a loser.
Yeah, well, I'll save the argument why he may have lost in the Superstar Shakeup tomorrow, but let's talk about now why he was a winner.
Well, the way they showcased him, he came out fresh-faced.
Opened the show,
delivered an amazing heel promo. It was fantastic. He had a new suit. He really took the Superstar Shakeup and shook up his own character a little bit, at least superficially, visually.
Yeah.
And it sort of signaled a new era maybe for Kevin Owens.
Yes.
Declaring himself, essentially,
as the new face of America.
Yeah, and essentially top champion on Raw now.
SmackDown.
I'm sorry, SmackDown. You have Randy Orton there with the world title. Who knows how that's going to shake out?
Yeah, that was the first match of the night on SmackDown was the world champion against Eric Rowan.
I know. I really feel like, okay, good, Randy Orton's on the world's list.
They really seem like they're really underselling the WWE. At least they did. Really underselling the WWE title.
And I feel like that's just a matter of time before that gets back on track. It's just an awkward period right now.
I know.
But for right now, you saw that main event on SmackDown the other night. It was an amazing
three-way match.
Triple threat match.
Yeah.
Sami Zayn, Baron Corbin, and AJ Styles. You know, fresh off him being a WWE champion not too long ago.
Yeah. Fighting, having a great match for an opportunity to win the U.S. title.
Fighting tooth and nail for what appears to be right now.
Elevates the belt.
Yeah, absolutely.
And right now that belt is on Kevin Owens' shoulder.
Yeah.
It really elevates him as a top guy.
Appear that we're going to get an AJ Styles, Kevin Owens rivalry, man. That's going to be good. That might be feud of the year right there.
Oh, yeah, it could
definitely going to have some fantastic quality matches right there.
Yes.
I'm really looking forward to seeing what these SmackDown writers can do with AJ versus Kevin.
Man. I know. I mean, that's kind of the most exciting things, or one of the most exciting things about having people coming over to SmackDown is an opportunity to see what the SmackDown creative staff, who does really well with storyline for the most part, can do with the new additions. Because there's a lot of really interesting possibilities.
Absolutely. Number five. Charlotte. Boy, oh boy. They treated her like she's freaking Michael Jordan. You know, Shane said it himself. He says, possibly the biggest acquisition in the entire company is Charlotte coming to SmackDown. That is huge. They made such a big deal about it. And this completely transforms and reinvigorates the women's SmackDown, the SmackDown women's division.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've said for pretty much since the draft was that Raw's women division had the star power, whereas SmackDown's women division had the depth.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to give up a little bit of their depth in Alexa Bliss and Mickie James to get a lot of star power in return.
Yeah.
As you said, it just, her being in that division elevates the entire division.
And here's the thing, too, is that not only is the entire division a winner because of Charlotte, but specifically Naomi, who now has, who said this on Talking Smack 2 weeks ago, she wants to take on Charlotte. And I think this is going to do wonders for Naomi being in a program, in a high-profile program with Charlotte.
Yeah.
I think it's going to do wonders because Charlotte is immediately going to be gunning for the championship.
Which she wouldn't have been doing on Raw. She just lost the title a couple months back. It seemed obvious they were, even if she had stayed on Raw, they were going to write her out of the title picture.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And if she hadn't been sent over to SmackDown, she probably would have been in a feud with Nia Jax for the next month or two.
Yeah, exactly.
Moving her to SmackDown puts her instantly in the title picture.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully she'll be in a really good program with Naomi. and it'll be good stuff.
Charlotte has single-handedly transformed the SmackDown women's division, and it's fantastic. Speaking of transforming divisions, number four, the New Day. They are single-handedly transforming the tag division, which we both know is just in a heap of ashes.
it wasn't very good. I mean, granted, American Alpha and the Usos put on a really good match. They put on really two good matches the last times they've fought.
Mm-hmm.
But much like... Well, the SmackDown Women's Division had a lot of quality depth,
mm-hmm.
but lacking star power.
Mm-hmm.
The SmackDown Tag Division didn't really have much depth and was lacking star power. Apart from the Usos and American Alpha, there really wasn't any contenders for the tag titles.
They haven't
on SmackDown.
Built in. I mean, look, everybody's talented.
Yeah.
They haven't done a good job showcasing any of the tag teams on SmackDown. They haven't done a good job elevating any of the tag teams. You know, it's like you've got these titles and the last memorable tag team was Heath Slater and Rhino, and American Alpha we thought were going to be. And it's funny, I think Adam Mann might have had this question in the past, one of our good friendos, when he said, was Heath Slater and Rhino winning the inaugural SmackDown championship, was that shooting the division in the foot? And I can't say I necessarily agree with that assessment, but it might have been more interesting to see what would have happened had American Alpha.
I know. I mean, that was a scenario of riding the hot hand.
Yeah, no, it totally was.
They were incredibly over.
Yeah, oh, big time.
And so it made all the sense in the world to put the titles on them. But the problem was, it was plainly obvious that wasn't probably the plan, because after they won the belts, they did nothing with them.
SmackDown packs so much into that 2 hours, but something has to give.
Yeah.
And the tag division is that thing that gave. Now, with the New Day there, they're not going to ignore the New Day. And the New Day are a tag team.
Yes.
And so that division will get all the spotlight in the world,
yep.
which is completely and totally necessary.
Yes. Because there is talent there. The Usos are great. They've been doing great heel work.
Oh, they're fantastic. Yeah.
American Alpha, I mean, they haven't really done much with them in terms of developing them as characters.
Maybe this will force them to.
Yes, exactly.
Maybe this will force them to.
But they're a really good tag team.
Yeah.
The Ascension, you know, they were great in NXT.
I think
there's
the Ascension,
still potential,
man,
there.
I'm telling you, dude. They've got the packaging down perfectly.
Fashion Police.
The Fashion Police. And now you got the Shining Stars over there, too.
Yes.
Maybe it'll help them out.
Yes.
We try to be on the side of optimism. You know, maybe they'll drop the ball with these tag teams. But the New Day, they are going to make the SmackDown creative staff pay attention to the tag team division.
Yeah, there will definitely be more of a spotlight.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
On the tag division on SmackDown, yes.
I mean, if you think about it, there's not much. Maybe, I mean, there hasn't really been much of a mid-level, of a mid-card on SmackDown. Now there's even less of one. You've got just like a lot of top-heavy talent.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know how that's going to all shake
Pretty
out.
Much Dolph and Ty Dillinger are the mid-card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you just have like a really, really top-heavy.
Yes.
Number three. Dean Ambrose.
So he went from being the secondary champion on SmackDown to being, from week to week, the top champion on Raw. That's a huge win.
Yeah.
Also, there really isn't a contender, maybe apart from The Miz, but we've seen that before, to really vie for that title. Everybody else is busy in other feuds.
Here's the thing about Dean Ambrose, though. I wonder if a month from now we should have put him on the losers list. Because if you think about it, he is top champion on Raw right now.
Yeah.
Okay. How many other people, and a lot of people disagree with this, how many other people, because Lesnar, when we say top champion, Lesnar is not going
to
be.
That's why
I
say week to week.
Yeah.
Week to week top champion.
Because
he'll be there every week.
Do you think he's going to still have the belt 6 weeks from now?
That would be roughly around the time of Backlash. Yeah. Because I think everybody else... Wait, that's the SmackDown pay-per-view. The next Raw pay-per-view is in June. I think everybody else is going to be busy. I think Samoa Joe and Seth will probably still be doing their thing. Reigns and Strowman will probably still be doing their thing. The Miz isn't taking that belt off him. Who else is there? I think he's going to have it till SummerSlam.
Jeez. I feel like he's... Yeah, I don't know. Who's going to be feuding with them?
I have no idea. I mean, they kind of set up something with The Miz, but that could have just been
an SmackDown introductory thing. Yeah, exactly.
But otherwise, I'm kind of drawing a blank on upper mid-card heel he could feud with that's not already doing something.
Payback is in 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
The 30th, so two and a half weeks.
Okay.
2 weeks from this Sunday.
I'm going to speculate, man. I'm going to say this. I'm going to say Seth and Samoa Joe are going to have their blow off at Payback. And I think Samoa Joe is going to be the next Intercontinental Champion.
That's entirely possible.
That's going to happen by the following pay-per-view, if not probably maybe on Raw. I really think that's going to be the case. So I'm Dean, yes. As of right now, definitely on the winner's list. I don't think that's going to last that long. That's my speculation.
I think he'll have it till SummerSlam.
I don't. That's in. Maybe. The WWE seems to like Dean Ambrose a bit more than I do.
They do. They like him a lot.
But I'm going to say that's not going to be the case. Number two.
Two.
Sami Zayn. He got what he wanted, Larson.
He did.
Sami Zayn is now on SmackDown Live. That's what he and everybody wanted.
And now it's happening, and he was instantly put in that triple threat match, main event on SmackDown. Granted, he didn't win. That's probably just because they didn't want to revisit Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn again
so soon.
You don't
want to do that yet.
But I will not be surprised if within the next year he is either a former or current U.S. champion or vying for the world title.
The world title.
Entirely possible.
I know. I agree.
He's really – I mean, he is probably – I mean, AJ, Owens, you know, they're all main event – established main event guys.
You know, another case – I'm sorry, not to cut you off. Another case for Kevin Owens being on this winner's list, though, is that – he has to be in line for that WWE title sooner than later.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, eventually.
So anyways, I'm
sorry. But also, there is a pretty, I would also say there's kind of a backlog of people ahead of him in line.
It's stacked up there.
I know, including Sami Zayn now, that because, you know, he was mired in the mid-card on Raw.
Ahead of Kevin Owens in line for the WWE title?
Sami Zayn.
You think so? Potentially?
Not ahead of him, necessarily ahead of him in line, but in that pack.
Yeah.
I totally got off what I was going to say.
Sorry, that was my fault.
Oh, Sami was just kind of mired in the mid-card on Raw.
Yeah.
Comes over to SmackDown, instantly treated like a star.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Granted, he took the pin in that match, but again, because they didn't want to revisit him and Kevin Owens quite so soon yet.
Yeah.
But he's going to be a featured guy on that show for a long time, and by the end of the year, probably a U.S. champion.
Yeah. No, former U.S. champion. I totally agree. Man, they're gonna figure Sami Zayn out. You know what's funny is that I feel like they're always close to figuring it out. He can be so huge.
Mm-hmm.
He can be Daniel Bryan 2.0.
He just needs a really good storyline.
Yeah. Fans are like, they really want to like get some meat in his feud, in his push rather.
I will say though that so long as they don't wait too long, taking their time developing him, bringing him along, having some successes and some setbacks, all feeds into a story.
Oh, for sure, yeah. It's just like you said, you don't wait too long on that.
I know.
You can't.
And then once they give him that chance, they have to go 100% with it.
Yeah.
Totally. They can't do a Bray Wyatt thing where, okay, we're going to push you to a point and then we're going to have you get beat to end the feud and, it's like two steps forward, one step back constantly.
How great was the Kevin Owens... I mean, they are, I'll say this, the Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn thing, because I could see them playing like a really long con, and I know they don't do that, but I suspect that the people who can influence this are influencing this, the Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn long con. They might play that out all the way to the world title scene.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I wouldn't be surprised if that were the case.
And I love that they're not, for the longest time on Raw... They didn't touch each other. They didn't even mention it. But then whenever they're in the same conversation, they do make that link.
Yeah.
You know? And that's
they'll
important.
They had occasional matches on Raw.
When he came out and Kevin Owens was standing there in the ring, that was fantastic.
Yeah.
You know? Because Kevin Owens...
He thought he was done with Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
Corner of SmackDown.
Yeah.
Didn't happen.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, that was a really good detail.
Number one.
One.
AJ Styles. They cemented his place as the foundation of SmackDown. I am so glad they did not send him off to Raw where he would have been floundering. Not floundering. He wouldn't have been floundering. But he is the man on SmackDown.
Yeah.
He is the man who built SmackDown.
Each brand needs a foundation.
Yeah, exactly.
And he is the foundation of SmackDown right now.
Absolutely.
And he needed to stay. Sort of like, I think, Seth Rollins, he probably needed to stay on Raw.
I agree.
He's that same foundational piece.
I totally agree.
And it would have seemed odd to take Rollins away from Raw, just as it'd been weird to take AJ away from SmackDown.
Yeah.
And it would have been too much turnover in terms of the shakeup thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Throwing everything in disarray.
You need your foundation pieces. Yep. You absolutely do. And AJ Styles solidified that. He went full face on the first episode there, SmackDown Live, yep, of the Superstar Shakeup. And
he went full face, but he didn't lose a little bit of his edge.
No, he's the same character. He didn't, you know.
He didn't pander to the crowd.
Pander to the crowd. Thank you. That's what I was going for. He didn't do any of that stuff. He still has the arrogance. He still has the swagger.
Yep.
I love it. This is what the people want.
Yes.
They want that AJ.
I know.
And on top of that, he made that U.S. title. Him and Kevin Owens made that U.S. title the top title on SmackDown right now because he won the number one contender triple threat match.
Yep.
And so he's going to be vying for that U.S. title, and having your former world champion, the foundational piece of SmackDown, vie for that U.S. title and really want it, man, yeah, that elevates that belt to the moon.
Well, it does two things, too. It elevates the belt, and if Kevin Owens finds a way to win and retain that title at the end of their feud, that's going to elevate Kevin Owens as well.
Absolutely.
As a huge piece of SmackDown.
Yeah.
So that feud is going to be huge in elevating two guys and that belt.
What is going to happen with that world title, though? What is going to happen with that?
Well, let's assume that AJ and Kevin Owens are out of the picture till SummerSlam.
Yeah, SummerSlam, yeah.
Because I can see that feud going that long.
Sure, yeah,
I think
absolutely.
It'd be great.
Oh, it'd be fantastic.
So between now and SummerSlam is 3.5 months. So Orton Wyatt, blow off at Payback, that's done. Who is there for Orton to have a program with, assuming he's still a face? It's Corbin. I don't see Corbin winning it yet.
Me neither, but you know, the WWE have done that before, man.
They will have Corbin win.
Put it on a guy that you think it might be too soon, but let's just see what happens with it.
I think if Corbin wins, it's strictly to be a transitional champion.
I agree. I totally agree, but I also think it's a focus test. I also think it's, what can this guy do? Baron Corbin has hit it out of the park so far.
Yeah, he has. Let's look at it this way, too. You want a huge money match for that world title at SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
You assume one part of that's going to be Shinsuke.
Yeah.
Get him 3 to 4 months to really build. I mean, it's obvious the crowd already loves him.
Oh, yeah.
They could put the belt on him now and no one would complain about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
At all.
Yeah.
So if you want a huge money match, at least I would think in WWE's eyes, more money would be in Orton Shinsuke versus Corbin Shinsuke.
Who's the heel there, though?
I mean, they don't need one. It could give Orton 4 months to kind of turn heel. The crowd wouldn't buy him as a heel. But going up against Shinsuke might just be enough for the crowd to just... Everybody loves Shinsuke. The crowd is going to side with Shinsuke.
And what did AJ Styles say about Orton? He says, you know, that's a dream match right here. That's something that I want to do.
And that's another scenario.
And that, yeah. And it's like you said. But no, I mean, what I'm saying is Shinsuke Orton.
Orton's dream match, yeah.
It's a dream match scenario. Yeah. You're right. You don't really need a heel.
Yeah. And then Shinsuke could carry the belt to Mania. AJ Shinsuke at Mania for the WWE title.
Boy, oh boy.
That'd be fantastic.
I'm loving SmackDown right now, man.
I know.
I'm loving SmackDown.
You said on the recap, they really addressed all their deficiencies.
Yeah.
Really did.
Yeah. They're God. My goodness gracious. We're the winners. We're number one.
I know. SmackDown Live fans, we're the winners.
We are winners.
Yes.
winners of good wrestling shows.
Yes. That's of excellent are. Entertainment.
But anyways, I know a lot of you guys probably disagree with us out there. Be sure to let us know in the comments,
yes,
what
please.
You agree with, what you disagree with, who you think of the winners and losers are. Our losers episode of Count Out is going to be tomorrow.
Yeah.
So yeah. Until then, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.